We're talking with Brian Case, the head football coach from the South Central Calhoun Titans, who clinched a district championship last week. Coach, congratulations, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. I mean, it was a kind of a dogfight down there for the first quarter and so forth, but you know, credit our kids. I think that we did everything that we needed to do in order to walk away with a victory last week and reclaim that district title.
Coach, for a lot of people, they probably figure that, you know, the work's done, the district title, the home game, and the opening round of the playoffs, that's all in the book. So week eight doesn't matter, but it does. You want that district championship outright. You want momentum heading into the playoffs. So you and your guys focused on this game against Belmont Clemmy.
No question. And that's what we talked about right after the game against Woodward Granger. We knew that we were already district champions. We knew we were going to host in the playoffs and so forth. We know that we're already in and this and that, but you're exactly right. We just need to keep on getting better. You can't take any plays off. You can't take any days off. And that's what we focused on this week. Again, I mean, we always take a look at our opposition and what they do on film. But at the same time, it's always about us and just taking steps forward. So we worked hard on the fundamentals again this week with every single day that we had. And I think our kids are understanding that. There was just something about last week where our kids, it just seemed like things started clicking for them. We started playing as a tighter knit unit in every single phase of the game, and it showed last Friday. And I think this week in practice, I think that we're taking another step forward.
Where did you see the growth offensively, especially last week? Because that's where it really looked like maybe you guys took some steps forward.
The maturity of it. You know, in the first quarter, I think we ended up punting the ball four times, but after that, our kids started coming together. They started getting the blocking scheme down. They started working for each other. They started running the ball harder. They started just getting things done through the air as well, to be honest with you. So I think it just started clicking for them. So, I mean, that's where our most growth was, I think, and especially up front in the offensive line. When those guys can gel and get on the same page, good things are going to happen for us.
Where do you want to see growth this week against a Belmont Clemmy club that's really struggling, haven't won a game, but this is that opportunity to get better?
Yeah, just the fundamentals of the game. I think since week six, I think our kids have done it. I'm sorry, since week five, our kids have done a decent job of just remaining focused. We had really struggled as far as penalties were concerned up to that point. They really started focusing on things. We started trying to do some more things in practice to try and get them on board and getting them a little bit more in tune to what's going on as far as the penalties were concerned. So that we took a step forward with. And then this week, this going against Belmont Clemmy, I just want our kids just to get better. The communication needs to be better. We still need to gang tackle. We still need to make sure that we're in proper position throughout the entire game with everything that we're doing. And then offensively, we just need to execute. And if we can do that at a high level, we'll feel pretty good about moving into the playoffs.
Coach, I know at this point of the season, you still want to get better reps. What's more important right now, getting an early lead and maybe getting some of the guys out early so you get a little bit of a break, maybe getting some younger guys in, or continuing to try and get some reps for the guys as you head into the playoffs?
Well, you know, we just want to go out and play, and we'll take the game the way we see it. I mean, if we can go out and we can get a big lead and so forth and then get some of those guys out the field, that's great. At the same time, if we have to play a full game, we know that we're going to be doing that in the playoffs anyway. So we're just going to take it as it comes at us, and we'll make the adjustments as we see fit. Right now, we are sitting two kids because we know that we are the district champs and so forth, and we have some kids that are banged up a little bit, so we're going to sit them. At the same time, we are getting two kids back as well, back into the full swing of things. So I think we're going to be okay that way. But we definitely want to stay healthy coming out of this game, but we want to take care of business one play at a time.
Coach, Belmont Clemmy, offensively, it's been a little bit of a struggle for them. It looks like they're a team that kind of wants to throw the ball a little, but still rely on that run game. But is there either one that concerns you more than the other if they get going one way or the other offensively?
Jeff, I'll be honest. I mean, they have some really big kids up front. They go 240, 250, 270. They have one of the best sprinters in the state of Iowa playing one of their running back positions. And when they go to their spread sets, he's also their quarterback. Now, we've caught wind that he might not play. This is Tate Sanders I'm talking about. But we're preparing this week like he is going to play. You know, we saw him last year, and he's very, very special as a ball player. And he makes their team tick. I mean, he was the only kid that was coming back off of last year's team as well. So we knew that he was going to be the focus for us going into this week eight game anyway. So we're going to prepare like he's there, and he's very, very talented. He sees the field really well, and you got to be able to get to his speed before he can get started, because if he gets in the open field, he's gone, and we know that. We don't have anybody that can catch him that way. So we're just going to have to make sure that we bottle him up. They run a wing tee offense. It's kind of a mirror image of what we do, I mean, even though we're in the full house tee. They're going to run their traps. They're going to run their ISOs. They're going to run buck and wag, a lot of that. And then when they go to the spread sets, and like I said, Tate's pretty much the quarterback there, and they just want to get the ball in his hands. And he does a nice job of throwing the ball, too. So they don't do anything real special as far as a 2x2, 3x1, as far as the routes are concerned, but they execute pretty well that way as well. So we just got to make sure that we're in position. We got to be able to game tackle, like I said earlier, and just get to speed before speed can get started.
Coach, if Sander doesn't play, he does throw the ball some, as you mentioned, for them. That means that Brian Duran probably going to be the full-time quarterback for them. What's the difference between this team when Sander isn't able to be in quarterback, and what kind of quarterback is the Duran kid?
The difference is going to be the size, the speed, just the know-how of getting things done. He's still a pretty good quarterback in his own right, but he's going to be more so apt to hand the ball off than he is going to be able to throw the ball on and run it himself.
Coach, offensively for you guys, what do you think you'll see from them? What kind of a defensive look will they give you?
You know, we think that they're going to run a 4-4, but we've seen them in 5-3. We've seen them in a 5-4 look. We've seen them in some man coverage. We've seen them in zone coverage. We're just going to have to be able to adjust to everything that they throw at us, and we just don't know for sure. I mean, they could be in a 6-3 type look. A monster-type look, just multiple. So our kids are going to have their eyes up. Brody Voith, who's our center, is going to have to make the line calls for us and just make sure that we're all on the same page that way as far as the blocking schemes are concerned. But, you know, I think that that we can have some success on the line of scrimmage, and if we can do that, we should be able to run the football fairly well. At the same time, we see some things in their secondary that we might be able to pick on as well. And, you know, Gavin Betta has done a nice job of throwing the ball for us this year, and as long as he has some time, I think we could be successful through the air as well.
What's it mean for this team to get Jaden Sword back here late in the season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's a three-year starter for us. You lose him in week two against Pocahontas. We just got him back last week. I played him sparingly, maybe a total of a quarter he played. He's back this week. He's actually going to start for us. You know, when you have a kid that's a three-year starter, he's, you know, he's 6'1", he's 220 pounds, he runs a 4.7 40, plays fullback and inside linebacker for you. I mean, it just adds a lot to your mix. So we're excited to get him back full-time here. We're probably still going to play him sparingly on the offensive side of the ball. We might wait for the playoffs for that situation, but he's going to start for us, like I said, defensively. And just his leadership, his attitude, his know-how being on the field, it's just going to be a great presence for our kids.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to talking to you on the Scoreboard Show following the game. And, of course, looking forward to kind of starting to break down that playoff matchup with you next week.
You bet. Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, they're taking on Belmont Clemmie here in week number 8.